Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 35. I won't say this. Some of y'all will get tickled about it. I was laying in the hospital of Sunday, and Renee, or one of the girls, called and said, "Brother Vince has been put in the hospital yesterday with you." So they had all these bags, lines hanging. And I told my little nurse, I said, "I need to go make a visit." She said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I've got a friend in the hospital. You think it'd be okay if I ease out and go down the hall?" She said, "Well, yeah, preacher, I'll put this thing on wheels. You can roll it with you." So I got it, slipped out of the room, went by the nurse's desk. That's where my heart out. "Where are you going?" I said, "I'll be back. Not home. I'll be back." Then I looked online the other Sunday, and I seen this church empty and go pray at that chair. My nurse saw that. She began to weep and cry. I'm thankful I've got a church body this morning. Friends and family. So I'm so thankful we have a God that's faithful. I want you to watch Him in this Bible now. And the same day when the evening was come, look what He says. He saith unto them, "Let us pass over to the other side." And when they sent away the multitude, they took Him, even as He was in the ship. There were also with Him other little ships, and there arose a, watch your Bible, a great storm. Great storm of wind, the waves beat in the ship so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillar, and they waked Him, say to Him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" He arose and He didn't rebuke them, did He? But He rebuked the wind. I tell you why He didn't rebuke them, because He knew they were human. This is what He said to the sea. "Peace, be still." The wind ceased. There was a great calm. He said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" They feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" You can be seated this morning. I'm going to get them to sing an invitation in just a moment. And this is my thought. This is my heart today. Where He said, "Let us pass over to the other side." And this Lord won't preach on just a moment. Between here and there. Between here and there. He said, "Let us pass over to the other side." So that lets me know there's some things between here and there that we must go through. But aren't you glad there's somebody that'll go through with us? I want to say, I'm here, but I'm headed there. To the other side. And He owns both sides. I want you to notice what they did. It may help you later. Somebody asked me the other day, we met with some men fellowshipping. They said, "We don't like church." I said, "Well, I don't like religion. But I love going to church." There's a lot of young people sitting around here today with their families and children. You need church. You don't need formality. You don't need phony. You don't need nobody flashing lights in your face and trying to entertain you. You need somebody that you can fellowship with and get anchored and hear the Word of God. So between here and the other side, I wonder what lays for us between here and the other side. I want to say, first of all, if you're not saved, you're not going to the other side. You must be born again. You must receive Christ by faith. Repent of your sins. Accept Christ and He'll save you. And He'll put you in this boat that they got in. And He'll take you to the other side. Between here and there, there's a lot of dangers. A lot of difficulties. A lot of decisions. A lot of directions. And I read you the story, the wind got up. Bible says it was a great storm, wasn't ordinary. This thing of this great storm, it impacted everybody that was on board. I'm so thankful there's people that'll go with us through the storm. I don't see nary one of these men bailed out of the ship. But they stayed by the captain. And the wind blew hard. Now I'd love to tell you this, because you love God, the wind won't blow hard, but it will. And I'd love to tell every family this morning, just because you love God, your vessel won't be filled. But it probably will be. But they done something. They called out to the Master. Isn't that amazing? This storm brought them closer to Him than they've ever been. Could it be that the Lord allows things to happen that it would draw us closer to Him? Your heartache and your trial has never been intended to take you away from Him, but to bring you to Him. And so they called on the Master. Bible says He was asleep on a pillar. I'm glad they don't have His nerves tore up this morning. This is what they said, Master, carest not that we perish? The Bible said He arose. He rebuked the wind and the waves. That's what He said. Peace. Be still. There's a great storm and now there's a great calm. I'm so glad the Lord can give me peace in the storm. And this morning, all across this building, many have come. I think one reason that the local church has lost so many people because religion is so boring, so dry. But I'm thankful that we can come to a place on Sunday morning. No agenda. Just want to mind God. Help one another. And move forward. He's been so good to me. Is He on board with you this morning? The Bible said they received Him how He was. See, they didn't make room for Him. He made room for them. He is already in there. You can come to Him by faith this morning. Maybe you're in one of the biggest storms of your life. Families, you may not be in a storm, but I tell you what you can do. You can help others that are. Know how I appreciate the kindness of God's people. Brother Vince said this morning in prayer room, and I'm done. He said, you know, it don't cost nobody nothing to be kind. Thank God for the kindness of His people. Master, carest thou not that we perish? They had a few questions, didn't they? Didn't they? But He arose. This is what He said, peace, be still. I'm glad He can speak great peace to our hearts this morning. In spite of the storm, between here and there, thank God I'm headed to the other side. I sure am glad I'm riding with the captain. Whatever you need in your life this morning, we're going to sing this last song, this altar's over. I don't know what you need, but I'm glad I was at church this morning. Would you come while we sing? You need help?